Well, a day after the Islamic Revolution Guards Corps said it had shot down an Israeli spy drone over Iranian skies, it has now been revealed that the aircraft was a Hermes radar-evading type. According to the IRGC's spokesman, Brigadier General Ramadan Sharif, some parts of the UAV were found undamaged and that aerospace experts are now working to extract data. The Israeli stealth drone was hit by a surface-to-air missile before reaching the skies over the Natanz nuclear site in central Iran. The IRGC has said that it is fully prepared to defend Iran's territory and airspace against any aggression, and that it reserves the right to respond in kind to such moves. To discuss that a bit further, and I'm joined by Mr. Hamid Reza Imadi, who is Press TV's newsroom manager, and he's joining us live right here in the Iranian capital. Mr. Imadi, thanks for joining us. Now, what do you make of this story?
Well, it sends a very, very important signal to the Israelis that if they want to violate Iran's airspace, they're going to be caught and they're going to be shot down. The stealth drone, spy drone that Israelis sent to Iran clearly violates international law, and Iran has every right to respond. Iran has every right to go to the United Nations. And Iran has every right to even respond inside the Palestinian territories, the occupied territories. I heard a general, Iranian general, has said that the Iranians are going to help arm those people who are fighting Israel in the West Bank. That would be a very, very important development, given the fact that we are seeing a lot of activity inside Gaza against Israel, and the Palestinians have managed to fire rockets deep into Israel without Israel being able to intercept those rockets. And now Israel is playing games with the Iranians, messing with the Iranians. It's making a very, very big mistake. That's the message that the Iranians are sending to the Israelis. And I hope the Israelis and their international supporters, like the United States notably, will learn from this lesson and do not do that again.
I just want to let our viewers know that IRGC spokesman's name is actually Brigadier General Haji Zadeh. We got that name wrong. We do apologize for that. Mr. Imadi, I wanted to continue with you, if I may. I wanted to ask you at this time, you know, this has happened before, of course. This happened in 2011, pretty much the exact same thing, where Iran was able to bring down a drone, and that was a lot more intact at that time. And, of course, Iran's drone technology has exponentially gotten better since that time. Have the U.S. and Israel underestimated Iran's capabilities?
Well, it sounds like they have, because the United States has provided Israel with Iron Dome technology that is creating a sort of atmosphere that if any object enters that dome, it will be identified and will be shot. Israelis used that thing against the Palestinians. It didn't work. Less than 20% of Palestinian rockets were intercepted. But Iranians do not have that technology. Iranians have developed their own technologies, and using their own technologies, they managed to shoot down an Israeli stealth drone. And that is very much telling. It shows that Iranians have managed to develop their defense industries to the extent that the Israelis and the Americans have not realized. Iran, as we speak, is an advanced country in terms of defense industries, and it is capable of intercepting those stealth drones, airplanes, and it shows that they cannot continue messing with Iran like that in the future.
Okay, we'll leave it there on that note, but of course we do appreciate your insight as always. That was Hamid Reza Imadi speaking to us live from right here in Tehran.